Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Madden Voice. I needed to buy myself an extra minute. Sorry, guys. So thought I'd give you some Vince McMahon, the chairman, has arrived, because I am kind of the chairman of the EAFL, I guess you could say. And I had to give you some new world order, because I do feel like the EAFL is set a new world order when it comes to online leagues. So here we are, Wednesday, August 19th. Lots to talk about tonight, but tonight, special show, special night. You know, this is not going to be our new night. I got about 27 emails saying, "Are you moving to, you know, Wednesday?" My whole week is set up around the Madden Voice, and I'm free Tuesday night, and now you're screwing me up and moving it on Wednesday, and I'm like, "You're fine, dude. We're gonna go back to Tuesday." Maybe next week, if not definitely the following week, just dealing with some scheduling challenges. But Tuesday will be the night for the Madden Voice, rest assured. The league is starting up tonight. The EAFL, the best, the number one league out there. And I can say that because I'm a little biased. You know, like I say, if you run a league and don't think you run the best league, then, you know, what are you doing? But tonight's really dedicated to the EAFL. We are going to touch on some things going on in the community. We are going to touch on what's going on in the tournament community. And, you know, next week we're really going to hit what's going on. Is there is a lot going on next weekend, probably headlined by MLG Dallas, where I will be attending. And actually, I will be there as an employee of MLG, and I'm excited about that. So looking forward to next weekend, along with several regional tournaments that will be happening. But, you know, this weekend is the Madden Federation jump off, and that's hosted by the one and only T-Boy in Harrisburg. And T-Boy is up to his elbows in getting ready for that tournament, so he's going to make every effort to call in and promote the tournament on the show tonight. So we hope to have T-Boy live at some point tonight to talk about the Madden Federation jump off. But whether he makes it or not, make sure you support T-Boy's tournament. It is really the first official Madden Federation event of the year, and it's exciting because, you know, just in the last week, we've had some pretty impressive news in the NFL/Madden community with Michael Vick and Brett Favre returning to rosters And so that certainly, for all you Viking fans out there and for all you Vic fans out there, you know, I remember Vic a few years ago, many called him the best weapon ever in Madden. And based on the ratings that I saw today, they gave him a lot of respect for a guy who hasn't played in two seasons. So, you know, you Eagles fans out there, or you Eagle players out there, you got an extra weapon. So we're going to talk about that tonight. But the main event tonight, the main event is the EAFL draft. And at the same time, we're going to try, this is all brand new here, okay? We're doing the EAFL draft, and we're also doing the online franchise draft at the same time. And we're also going to even do the NCAA draft all at one shot while I attempt to take phone calls and read what's going on in the chat room and see what's going on Twitter, on Facebook, and anywhere else you guys want to connect with me. Now, guys, let's set some ground rules up here for anyone out there in the EAFL interested in what's going on. Just some things for everyone to be aware of. Once a draft pick is announced, don't call in or send me a PM or anything asking what pick are we on, what teams are. Don't bother me. Okay, this is very simply going to be draft picks will get announced, and I'm pretty sure they'll be repeated in the chat room. But if you arrive late or if you had to take a phone call and you missed it, it's on you. Don't bug me with it. You know, just how we run our normal draft. I have a lot of balls juggling in the air. So if you start trying to take me away, it's going to affect how well I can manage this draft and the show at the same time. You guys wanted this in the EAFL. So many of you have said, T, all the shows now are on the tournament community. You forgot about us. You forgot about the league that made it possible for you to even do the Madden Voice. What's going on? And you know what? To some degree, I get what you're saying. So tonight is going to be primarily focused on the league to give you guys something to talk about and to add some excitement to what should be a very, very, very exciting Madden NFL 10 year. So that's the groundwork tonight. Now, a lot of guys want to know, you know, what is the format of the draft? What's going on with the draft tonight? All right, well, here's the format of the league drafts. Here's the formats. The leagues will all the Madden leagues, including that's PS3 and the 360 league, I will be selecting teams one at a time. And while I am and each that one, I gotta make sure I explain this correctly. If you go to League Daddy, and how we're going to do this is, how will you know what number you are? So when I pick team one, everybody in all the Madden leagues that is player number one will have the same team. Player number two will have the same team. Player number three, player number four, all the way down, or owner number three, owner number four, all the way down, 32 owners, okay? So how do you know? You're in the league. You're on League Daddy. How do you know what your pick is? Well, this is very simple. We're going to do this by join date. So if you go to League Daddy, and you go to, and I'm gonna use our major league as an example because that's the league I'm in. And you go to owners, and you click on join at the top. It's going to put it in order of who joined first versus who joined last. The oldest member of the league will get pick number one. The newest member of the league will get the last pick. So in this particular situation, Kamish gets pick number one. Now, let me be honest. I didn't plan it that way, quite frankly. I did not plan it that way. But there are invites still going with some of the leagues that are at 28, 29, 30 members, and the invites are out there. And it would have been very difficult to do this any other way with guys joining in, possibly right during the show. So this way, you can look right now and see what your pick is based on where you entered the league at. So that was really the fairest way to do it so that there would be nothing that could affect anybody's draft pick. So that was the methodology, not making me pick number one. Now, how are we going to select the teams? Well, this one is also very easy. And I got to tell you, I just missed T-Boy. I saw that he called in, and we just missed him. So if T-Boy is out there listening, please call back in. We do want to talk to you about the Madden Federation jump off tonight. Please give us a call back in, and we want to talk about your tournament as well. So T-Boy, if you're out there, please call back in. We want to talk to you about your tournament. How are we going to select the teams? Well, I have a random generating program. I have all the Madden teams, all the NFL teams listed. I have all the NCAA teams listed. I will randomize it before every single pick, removing the team that gets picked. The top team will be the team that is assigned. Now, I thought of setting up a webcam, and you guys could see it while it happened. And you know what? At this point, if you're in the EAFL and you don't trust me, then resign, because I think my history of running this league speaks for itself. With that said, you know, this is going to be as fair of a draft that you could ever imagine. And at the same time, we will be doing our fantasy draft for our online franchise. And it's important to know that this franchise is a dry run for us. You know, a lot of guys are really realizing that while the online franchise is 1,000 years better than last year, it just still may not be where you want to commit 100% of your resources if you've been using other entities to host your leagues. And I've been reading all the comments and stuff, and I'm glad that we've decided to use the service, but I'm also glad we didn't abandon the other things that we're doing. So the live draft for the fantasy will start in 4 minutes. I'll just click on begin the draft, and that'll start. And I'll try to give updates on that as much as I can, but that's going to be a little difficult. But that's going to begin in about 4 minutes, so stay tuned for that. So that should just about cover what we're going to be doing this evening. Again, if you're a normal listener of the Madden Voice and you've tuned in and you're saying, I'm really not interested in your league stuff. Is there anything in it for me to hear? Well, yeah, we are going to be talking to T-Boy tonight about the Madden Federation jump off. And you know how this show is. Last week, Ian Cummings showed up out of nowhere and surprised us with a great visit. So you never know what's going to happen on the Madden Voice. So I would say if you got nothing else going on, hang around. You know, you never know who might drop in and surprise us here on the Madden Voice. I also want to take a minute and thank everybody. Last week's show made it as high as number 9 on the Blog Talk Radio site. We've done that once before, but last week the number of listeners we had was double any other show we've ever had. It was double our best show, and we've had some very strong shows, and last week we doubled our listenership in just one show. So I just want to thank all of the support. I want to thank all the partners out there, all the people that came from different sites. You heard it from Operation Sports directly. They called it unprecedented to have so many different Madden sites on one radio show. And that's what we're trying to bring this community. You know, we are doing our best to just do our part. You know, we don't have all the answers, but instead of talking about it, we're just delivering quality leagues, quality programming, quality interaction into the Madden community. And that's what you can count on from the EAFL and from the Madden Voice. All right. With that said, it is 8:13. I think I've covered everything. Let me just check my little cheat sheet. Yeah. There is a couple other things I needed to address before we started. We had a commissioner search, a very extensive and very exhaustive commissioner search, and I want to thank everyone who applied to be to be a commissioner. And it was just magnificent to have so many people that were interested in joining the league, joining the front office at EAFL. And you know, if you're not selected, it doesn't mean you won't become a commissioner. At this point, our two Canadian leagues, we've put them, I don't want to say they're on hold because they really aren't. We have a huge, huge waiting list. But now that we're accepting payments, it's a little harder to manage. So we've dedicated the other leagues to get them started first. And then after tonight, we will get the two EFL Canada and EFL Canada 2, which, guys, it's only a name of a league. It doesn't mean you have to be in Canada. It's just a name. That's all. Just trying to be unique. It's a minor league in the EAFL. But remember, if you pay the fee, you got a guaranteed spot in the league. It's as simple as that. If you don't pay, I don't know what to tell you. But if you pay the $11, and that's all it is for the whole year, 11 bucks. We're not trying to get rich off of this. By any way, shape, or form, we're not trying to get rich. But, you know, I've paid for it out of my pocket for 4 years. And when you grow to a certain size and you offer so much, you know, it's time for you guys to chip in a little bit here and offset the cost a little bit for me. And that's what we asked. And I got to be honest, you guys have responded overwhelmingly towards it, even several people sending in more just to try to help out because they love the league so much, and we appreciate that. So if you're on a waiting list and you want to get into the EAFL, the way to do it right now, where you'll have a spot tomorrow, is to send the $11 fee. Now, how do you do that? Go to forums.eaflmadden.com. Takes you right to our private forums hosted on the Madden Lab. Shout out to Gambino and Duke, our partners there. And you'll see in the community section a thread that says if you want a guaranteed spot. So that's how you find out. And this is only a limited time. Our leagues are going to fill up. Our waiting list is huge. So the leagues will fill up very quickly. But what will get you in is pay a fee. That's all you got to do. Pay the contribution, and you're in like Flint. So with that said, it is 8:15, and the live draft for the franchise is underway. So anyone who is in the franchise, if you're not online, you're not online. But the live draft is underway, and let's see. Just doing some settings right now. 45 seconds per pick, and we are underway. So good luck, everybody, there. All right. I think I've covered everything. The only other thing now is to announce who our new commissioners are, and then we can jump right into the draft. And the new we have several new commissioners, and I want to thank everybody for their interest. And remember, if you didn't get selected this time, it's okay. You will possibly be selected at a later date and time. For EAFL Europe, currently the head commissioner there is Pimmer, and his new co-commissioner, and I want you to know, nobody knows this. This is a scoop right here. No, not even Coach K knows who got selected. Nobody knows who got selected. So if you're in the chat room or if you're home or whatever, if you're driving down the street listening to the show, This is hot off the presses, announcing our brand new commissioners to join the EAFL front office. EAFL Europe is right now run by Pimmer. He's the current head commissioner, doing a great job. And his new co-commish is Phil Style. Phil Style, welcome to the front office. We expect nothing but great things from you. In EAFL E2, the new commissioner of EAFL E2 being moved up from the Canadian league is Casper, longtime member of the EAFL, great commissioner in his own right, now stepping up to take over E2. And I think the guys in E2 will totally appreciate having Casper in. Those poor guys suffered a bit last year. And, you know, Coach K and I went in there and got things squared away. So it ended off good. You guys are going to love having Casper as your commissioner. But Casper's new co-commissioner is Keegan Brick, longtime member of the EAFL. Keegan Brick, welcome to the front office. I'm sure you and Casper will be a great team. In EAFL Canada, which is currently empty, but should be full by the end of the week, we have LAB, a.k.a. Business First, will be stepping up to run EAFL Canada. He was EAFL C2 commissioner last year, and he's stepping up to take over EAFL Canada. And his commissioner, returning to the commissioner's rank to redeem himself, because we do believe in redemption here in the EAFL, is none other than longtime EAFL member, Killer 21G. Killer, you're getting another shot. You've been loyal to the league, and you're getting another shot to do it. And I think LAB is definitely a strong commissioner. He's not going to take any junk. So we're looking forward to you redeeming yourself. This year, under LAB's leadership, I think that you guys will be a strong team, and I look forward to it. I think it's going to be great. Over in the PS3 world, now that we are bucking for PS3 to be sanctioned, we have separated Fish Food and Prototype. They both ran both leagues last year, did a great job, and I got to pay a special shout out to Fish Food Proto had some challenges come up and had to kind of take a back seat, and Fish really stepped up to keep things going while Prototype was handling some personal business. Proto is back. He's committed. He's ready to go. He will run our flagship PS3 league, the major league over there. Fish Food will run the minor league. And let me tell you, if you think running a minor league is easy, talk to Coach K and he'll tell you. It's really tougher than running a major league. But we know Fish Food is up to the task. Prototype's co-commissioner will be the one and only Showdown. Showdown, a fairly new member to the league, but has shown some good leadership skills, good communication skills, well-respected. Showdown will be assisting Prototype in the EAFL PS3 Major League. And over in PS3 Australia, helping out Fish Food, a man who almost needs no introduction at all. But here's a guy whose wife was in labor, and he had to take his wife to the hospital. And before he did it, went to the message boards to say, guys, I'm on my way to the hospital. I may be unable to play games for a few days, but hang in there. I won't be out of commission for long. I have never in my life seen that before. Never, never, never. I'm the father of two myself, and I've never seen that kind of dedication before. I sent him an EFL thing for the child because I was so impressed. He's been very persistent in wanting to be a commissioner. I think he's shown his dedication and loyalty. So he goes by the name of Straight321. Straight, you will be working under Fish Food in PS3 Australia. So, again, we've got Phil Style, Keegan Brick, Killa, Showdown, Straight, 5 brand new commissioners to support. The commissioners are already in place. We're still looking for a commissioner for NCAA. Uncle Ant has stepped up to take over NCAA, and Coach K, as you well know, is busy with the Madden Voice and community relations. So Coach K, while he'll be playing in NCAA, will not be the commissioner in NCAA. But Uncle Ant, who runs our Dynasty League, will also run the EAFL NCAA League, which is a 32-team NFL-like league. And so he'll step up and is ready to run that. We'd like to get him a co-commissioner. We haven't had anybody send in an application for that yet. If you're interested in helping Uncle Ant in the NCAA League, you got to be a member of that league, though. It's kind of hard for you to, you know, not have the game and try to commission that league. So if you're in that league and interested in helping Uncle Ant, send me a PM or send an email to the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com, and we'll be more than happy to entertain your request. I think that just about covers it. If you want to call in, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. You might catch us on Twitter, although it's going to be difficult with everything else going on. But Twitter is the Madden Voice, and certainly we are on AOL as we speak, EAFL Commissioner right now on AOL. If you have any comments, you know, don't ask questions about picks and all that stuff because I'm not going to answer you. But feel free to send me messages or what have you. We have a call, so we're about to start the draft, but let me just take the call real quick, and then we'll roll right into it. 443 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
How's it going, fellas? This is the Prototype. How's everybody doing?
Prototype! Yeah, I'm on my own, although the chat room's pretty full. Got a lot in the chat room, Proto. Hey, man, welcome to the show. Now, did you hear the announcement?
No, I didn't. I'm just tuning in. I just came from my son's Pop Warner scrimmage game.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, your new co-commissioner is the one and only Showdown.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think you guys will make a great, great team. And Straight is going to join Fish Food over in Australia to help him run that league. So I'm very excited. I announced all the commissioners tonight, the new commissioners. And the guys that didn't get selected, we still have at least one other league that we need to fill. Maybe more. You know, the EAFL will open leagues as demand dictates. So we're not going to stop at 9 or 10. If there's 5 more leagues ready to open, we will open them. So don't think, oh, I'm not going to join that league. I'll never get in. No, this year, you will. The wait will not be long to get into the EAFL. You have my word on that.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to begin the draft. And, you know, enjoy, and hopefully you get a team that, you know, you can run with.
Hook me up with those packs.
Hey, man, I'll do the best I can for you. All right, Proto, enjoy.
Okay.
All right. EAFL PS3 Major League Commissioner, the prototype. It's good to have him back in full effect, and I expect big things from EAFL PS3. All right. Without any further ado, let us begin the EAFL PS3 360 Madden NCAA Draft. The show, the first pick in the 360 draft, pick number one, for all you who are the oldest members of whatever league you are in under Madden, you will have the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans, pick number one. In NCAA, you will have the Penn State Nittany Lions, and I probably shouldn't even try to say because I'm not a big college football fan, so half the teams I won't even know what their mascot and all that is, so don't try to ask me because I may not know. So pick number one is Tennessee and Penn State. Pick number one. Let's go to the phones and let's see if we have anybody there. Nope, we're good. All right. Now, see, this is going to take a minute because when I do this, now I have to bear with me, guys. You know what? All right, work with me here, guys. I have to make a slight adjustment to how I do this because this randomizing program doesn't allow me to edit, so now I have to manually remember what teams I picked. There's always a monkey wrench, but that's okay. I can adjust on the fly. All right, pick number one, Tennessee. So the commission's going to run with Tennessee, so we'll see. At least you guys know. If all you thought maybe it was going to be fixed, you know it ain't fixed. All right. Moving right along. And remember, guys, if you're sending me messages on PM, it's going to be very difficult for me to do that and everything else I'm doing. So, don't expect an immediate answer. I will see your message, but I may not get to answer your question right away. All right. Pick number two. Bear with me again. What I'm doing is I'm randomizing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This way there's no chance of any crap. 5. All right, pick number two is the New York Football Giants. Pick number two, the New York Football Giants. And over in the NCAA camp, it is North Carolina. And I'm imagining that the football team is the same as the basketball team, which is the Tar Heels. And if I'm wrong, y'all will tell me, but I'm going to assume that that is the case because I can. All right. So pick number two, is the New York Giants and North Carolina. Moving right along. Let's see here. Going back real quick. Just trying to hope we can catch T-Boy. I know he called in real quick. And you guys are telling me that Nell is pick number two? I honestly didn't know. All right, Nell, I want that check, baby. Cut that check, brother. Send it over to the commish. Just send it over. All right, guys. This is going to be fun. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The third pick in the Madden League is the Cincinnati Bengals. And for NCAA, 2, 3, 4, 5, Oregon. I don't even know what Oregon is. They like, I'm not even going to guess, because then y'all be laughing at me if I guess the wrong mascot. But pick number three is, hold on here, Cincinnati and Oregon. All right. And don't forget to tune in next week, guys. Next week we will have the latest on MLG. And you know I can bring you the latest because now I'm in MLG staff. So, I can bring you the latest, at least that I'm authorized to release. So, if you go elsewhere, you might not get the latest. But definitely you'll get the latest here. All right. Moving on. Pick number four. I'm actually going to randomize three times now to cut down on the time. The San Diego Chargers. San Diego Chargers is pick number four. And in NCAA, and if you guys think this is easy, you should try to do this one day because it's not. Michigan, I believe they are the Wolverines. I only know this because my UConn Huskies will be playing Michigan not next season, but the season after that. Big news around here in Connecticut as the local program is, in 5 years has gone from completely nowhere to actually some bowl wins and even some national rankings. So we like that here in Connecticut. All right, so just to recap, Tennessee, New York Giants, Cincinnati, San Diego Chargers. On the NCAA side, Penn State, North Carolina, Oregon, Michigan, in that order. All right. Let's go back and see what's going on in the chat room. You guys are looking good. Check the phones. All right, looking good. All right, back to the draft. Oh, by the way, in case you guys didn't catch it, your old commish buddy was on TV last night, local TV, putting a link in the chat room. You guys can check it out at your convenience. The clip is 3 minutes long. I don't get on till late in the clip, about 2.5 minutes. So, but that's me talking about the $8,000 tax credit. So don't hesitate to check that out. And if you don't like it, you got a problem, not me. All right, moving right along. 1, 2, 3. The next team, in the Madden draft, the one and only Dallas Cowboys. Team 5, the Dallas Cowboys. On the NCAA side, Clemson, I think they're the Tigers. If I'm wrong, you guys will laugh at me, but I think they're the Tigers. So pick 5, the Cowboys from good old Dallas. Host of the first MLG EA Sports Challenge Series event where Matt will be featured in 10 days, and Clemson. All right, let's check the chat room out and just catch up with what's going on and see if there's anything in there worth happening, worth repeating. And if you're just joining us and you're saying, hey, what's going on here? This is me, Commissioner T. the EAFL commish, the owner of the EAFL, and the host of the Madden Voice. Welcome to the show. If you're not in the EAFL, you're certainly welcome to stay. What you're hearing is, as far as I know, maybe the first time ever that something like this is done. I want to thank EAFL member Brosco. This was really kind of his idea, and I just kind of edited it a little bit to make it fit what we were trying to do, but it really wasn't my idea. It was his idea to kind of do a unified draft, and this way, it kind of unites the entire EAFL league together, and that's what we're trying to do. So if you're not in the league and you want to join the league, go to EAFLmadden.com/join. Send in your application. If you follow the application all the way through, it'll take you to our Madden 10 page that explains all about the fee to be in the league. It's $11 for the entire year, and with that one fee, you can play in as many of our leagues as you're eligible for. So if you have the PS3 and you have the 360, you can play in both leagues. You want to play in NCAA League 2, that's fine. If you leave and you want to come back, you're still paid, no problem. It's a one-shot fee. It works out to $1 a month. We get in 9-10 seasons here. Other leagues, they might do 3 or 4, and that's great for them. But we're fast-paced. 4 or 5 weeks, we're done. 4 weeks league, 1 week playoffs, boom, right into the next season. We rarely go beyond that, and our major leagues get 100% game completion. I don't believe you heard me. 100% completion, which means you will play 16 games. There's no simming. There's no forfeiting. You'll get all your games played, or those guys get booted, and we bring in new owners to play those games. So if you want to be a part of that action, EAFLmadden.com/join. Join now. It's kind of nice to do a show just on the league for a change. We haven't done this in quite a while. It's a nice change. But, we do have a commitment to the community as well. Next week we'll go back to talking about MLG, EA Sports, KOTC, who else is going on? Thurman, BB&G, LAB Productions, all kind of stuff going on that we're going to talk about and give you full coverage on what's going on in a tournament scene. And if I missed your event, forgive me, but this weekend, don't forget to hit T-Boy's Madden Federation jump-off event in Harrisburg. You got to be there. We want to start this season off strong and show them the power of the Madden voice. When you go to T-Boy's event, find T-Boy. He's not hard to miss. He'll be the guy cooking the collard greens and the macaroni and cheese and the chicken wings, okay? Find T-Boy and say, T-Boy, I'm here because the Madden voice sent me. I'm here because Commissioner T told me to come here, and while I'm here, get me a plate, okay? So go there, tell T-Boy that we sent you, okay? And oh, yeah, win while you're there, too. Don't go there and lose. All right, back to the tournament, or back to the draft. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Time to shine. Just relax, brother. Just relax. You've been here long enough. You know how we do. You know how we do. That's my little brother, Time to Shine. I got to give him some love, but sometimes he gets a little rambunctious. All right. Pick number 6, the Baltimore Ravens. Pick number 6 in the Madden side of the world. And on the NCAA side of the world, pick number 6, a mega team historically, USC, Southern Cal, as they have been called, the Trojans, I believe they are. That would be your 6th pick. 1, 2, 3. Pick number 7, the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers. I have to get this thing out of here because it's slowing me down. All right, here we go. The Green Bay Packers, pick number 7. And on the NCAA side, 1, 2, 3, NC State. I believe they are the Wolfpack. NC State, that is your 7th pick. Moving right on to pick number 8. So, you guys, when I talk a lot, I come back. I do a lot of picks to make you happy. Pick number 8, the Houston Texans. Pick number 8 is the Houston Texans. And on the college football side, it is California. And I should know who they are, but I don't remember who California is, so someone will have to tell me. Pick number 9, One, two, three. We're randomizing the list three times to make sure that it is genuine, it is authentic, and if the team comes up again, we'll randomize it again until we get a new team. Pick number nine, the Miami Dolphins, and on the NCAA side, Georgia Tech. I believe they are the Bulldogs, if I have it right. See, now I got to put some numbers here, because now I'm going to start forgetting who is who. We don't want to do that. We want you guys to want this to be organized. Hang tight. We are about to do pick number 10 momentarily. Hang tight. Don't go nowhere. Just getting organized here. Live EAFL draft. Pick number 10. One, two, three, and one, two, three. Bam, pick number 10, the one and only Detroit Lions. And on the college football side, let's see, Georgia. Oh, wait a minute, Georgia's the Bulldogs, aren't they? Yeah, Georgia's the Bulldogs. What did I say Georgia Tech was? Whatever I said they were, they're not. Georgia's the Bulldogs. I know that. Herschel Walker. All right, now let's recap. Let's recap. Hold on a second here, guys. This is a lot to do at one time. I'll tell you, you guys better appreciate this. Let me tell you something. This is a lot to do. Pick number one, we're going to do Madden side first and just go through the first 10 picks, and then I'll do NCAA side. So if you missed it, you get a free recap courtesy of the commish. Pick number one, Tennessee. Two, the New York Giants. Three, Cincinnati. Four, San Diego. Five, Dallas Cowboys. Six, Baltimore. Seven, Green Bay. Eight, Houston. Nine, Miami. 10, Detroit. On the college football side, in order, Penn State, North Carolina, Oregon, Michigan, Clemson, USC, NC State, California, Georgia Tech, and Georgia. All right, and I'm going to do this, and that way it will tell me automatically. All right, guys, we are a third of the way through the EAFL draft, and let's check the phones and make sure. Yep, phones are quiet. Let's check the chat room. You guys are in there buzzing away. That's great. And commission needs about 30 seconds. So let's find something to entertain you guys real quick. Let's see. Here we go. Be right back.
Like a rabbit, when I take the Nina Ross, you know I got to have it. I lay back in the cut, retain myself. Think about the shit and I think it well. How can I make my grip? And how should I make that nigga straight slip? Set trip, gotta get him over his grip as I dip around the corner. Now I'm on another mission, wishing upon a star. Snoop Doggy Dog with the caviar. In the back of the limo, no demo, this is the real. Breaking niggas down like he had the Holyfield chill. To the next episode, I make money and I really don't love hoes. Tell you the truth, I swoop in the coop. I used to sell loot, I used to shoot hoop, but now I make hits every single day with that nigga, the Diggy Dr. Dre. So lay back in the cut, motherfucker, before you get shot. It's 187 on a motherfucking cop. Getting hot, yes indeed it is. Snoop Dogg is on the mic, I'm about as crazy as biz. Marquee, Sparky, Chronic Bud real quick. And let me get into some fly gangster shit. Yeah, I lay back, stay back in the cut. Niggas try to play the D.O.G. like a mutt. I got a little message, don't try to see Snoop. I'm finna fuck the bitch, what's her name, it's Luke. You try to see me on the TV, use a BG, D.O. double G, yes I'm a OG. You can't see my homie Dr. Dre. So what the fuck a nigga like you gotta say? Gotta take a trip to the MIA and serve your ass with a motherfucking AK. You can't see the Deagle double G, cause that be me. I'm serving, I'm swerving in the coupe. The Lexus, flexes from Long Beach to Texas. Sexes, hoes, they wanna get with this, cause Snoop Dogg is the shit, biatch.
All right. Hey, I like that song. So, hey, if there's anybody out there that was offended by the profanity, I apologize. But, hey, my show. All right. Had to take a pause for the cause. We are going to... I'm in the chat room reading some stuff. I apologize, guys. All right. Back to the EAFL. I see NJ Rod is in the chat room. Shout out to NJ Rod, running KOTC, doing big things. KOTC in Jersey, KOTC in Texas, and now KOTC taking over Southern California. Rod A1, Chris Bowman out of Texas. So shout out, support KOTC, guys. There's one near you, I'm sure. If not, look over your shoulder because they're coming your way. And we're also proud that we are the official online league of KOTC. So KOTC doing big things, Madden Federation doing big things. And stay tuned. In the next few weeks, we are going to be, speaking of the Madden Federation, the Player of the Year Award. You know, last week we announced KOTC Player of the Award, great award, but the Super Bowl is going to be the Madden Federation Player of the Year Award. We haven't announced all the details with it yet because we really want to make sure we have all our ducks in a row. But stay tuned because that's the one you really want to hear about. There's going to be a lot of other things that people are doing out there with their tournaments and their groups and stuff, and we're going to try to focus all that stuff. But the Madden Federation is also doing huge, huge things with KOTC, with Thurman down there in Baltimore, with T-Boy in Harrisburg, Philly Ron's involved, LAB in Virginia, and, of course, you can't forget Bobby Storm and GTP doing big things in Philly. So with all of that, with the Madden Federation and then all of the peripheral members, people that you know may not directly be a part of the Federation will be connected, there will be tons of announcements. So hang in there. There is more coming. But, hey, back to the EAFL draft. And just by the way, I wasn't sure. The fantasy draft is happening as we speak, and it looks like, you know, I had no idea how it even worked, but it's taking care of itself. So I'm not sure if that's good or bad, but it's taking care of itself. So it's on round 5, pick number 14, Chargers on the clock. But it's taking care of itself. So that's a good thing. And if it's not, boy, I'm going to have a rotten team. All right. Back to the EAFL draft. Pick 11. Are you ready? Pick 11 now becomes a very interesting team. Just like that, just in the last 48 hours, the Minnesota Vikings goes to team number 11 in the Madden world. And let's see. That team was already picked, so we got to do it again. All right. The Florida State Seminoles will be pick number 11. On the Madden side. On the NCAA side. On the Madden side, pick number 12, the Washington Redskins. No comments from me as a Cowboys fan. I'll just leave that alone. And on the NCAA side, Ole Miss, the next team. Pick number 13. One thing I learned. Next time we're gonna do Madden all the way through and then NCAA all the way through. Going back and forth is a pain in the butt. Pick number 13 on the Madden side, the Denver Broncos. Who's their quarterback anyway? Anybody know who their quarterback is? They got rid of Cutler, so I don't even remember who their quarterback is since they got rid of Cutler. Somebody tell me who their quarterback is. Who is the Broncos quarterback? I don't even remember. I know who it is. It's I don't know who it is. Somebody tell me who the Broncos quarterback is. On the NCAA side, Virginia Tech. pick number 13. Pick number 14. Let me check the chat since there's a little bit of delay. Yeah, Kyle Orton. Oh, God. All right. we are on pick number 14. And, nope, it's not that team. They were already picked. Ah, arguably the most sought-after team in the game. Pick number 14 will go to, the 14th player, but the Philadelphia Eagles. Somebody just fainted. Somebody just passed out. Somebody just lost it. No, Coach K, it's not pick 12. It's pick 14. Not my fault if you can't keep up. People think I can't count. You guys know what I do for a living? I'm a banker, baby. I'm a banker. All right. Ohio State. Ohio State is the next pick. All right. I have Coach K telling me it's pick 12. I'm going to go back and read off all the picks again. And Coach K, please keep up with me now, okay? On Madden, Tennessee, the Giants, Cincinnati, San Diego, Dallas, Baltimore, Green Bay, Houston, Miami, Detroit, teams 1 through 10. Minnesota, Washington, Denver, and Philadelphia. Those are your 14 Madden picks. On the NCAA side, Penn State, North Carolina, Oregon, Michigan, Clemson, USC, NC State, California, Georgia Tech, Georgia, top 10. 11, Florida State, Ole Miss, Virginia Tech, and Ohio State. 14, Mr. Coach K. Okay? I'm a banker. I know how to count. Going on to pick number 15. Pick number 15. The Super Bowl champion, Pittsburgh Steelers, on the Madden side. And on the NCAA side. Jeez, that'll take a minute. Okay. The Texas Longhorns. Yeah, I knew that. I don't think I know my college football. You're right, I really don't. But Texas Longhorns, and that completes 15. Let's do one more so we can at least say that we are halfway through the draft, and then we'll take a brief break. New York Jets at 16, and on the NCAA side, let's see, did I already get them? Nope. Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State. All right. Let's go and see if there's anything we're missing out there. Let's see. Yep. Phones are quiet this week. Chat room is buzzing. Look at time to shine, sing no tea, go to 17, it's all about me, it's all about me. Hang in there, guys. And who will get the Raiders? Arguably the most sought-after team in the game. Maybe the Eagles now with Vic on there, but certainly, if not the Eagles, definitely the Raiders, the most sought-after team. We've done 16 tips, picks. And I know you guys want to keep going. We're actually doing good on time. It is 8:58. And how long will the show go? We'll go till we're done. And actually, when all the drafts are done, and we'll wrap up the show this week. We won't stay on long. We don't want to interfere if you guys have other plans for the rest of your evening, as we normally are not on tonight. All right. So let's pause for the cause and give me about a minute or so. And then I will be back.
My next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
rock him, the fiend of a mic.
Yeah, is y'all ready for 2007? It's now another drought. Everybody's a killer. Wow, we bugging out. It's 86, showing the crowd what I'm about. And they still want to know when the album coming out. Acting teenagers, old season, ass and kids. What the definition of classic is?
Timeless, so age don't count in the booth. When your flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth.
Ain't no doubt in the truth, I'm off the meters. Everybody co-signed it, even non-believers. I came in the door, became one of y'all's leaders. In the fresh pair, Air Force One sneakers. Uptown, we call them uppies when they on divas. Probably won with KRS-One teachers. Nah, made you look before the heaters. I bet your car had them on when he walked with Jesus.
He's classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Straight, classic, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'd like to return to the classic.
Can't buy this, super flyness, like a shyness. Your highness is performing, look how long the line is. It's what happened, you make timeless. It's what happened, these rappers is the pioneers. What do it take to be a legend like Nas is? I'm so novice, I'm so polished. I got a right to be a little bit snobbish. I did a little bit of college, semesters, it took two like Robin. So let me figure out, this wasn't my place. The beat flow, till you listen to my pace. Cause I be killing shit, but that's evident. And y'all feeling it, but I expected it. If it's classic, it's gon' last forever. Then I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight classic. Classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm a foot down, represent to the fullest. Nas, I rock well.
Perseverance. The fake hustler rapper to them, it hurts to hear this. Oh, you went platinum, yeah, that's nice. Now let me see you do the same thing twice. Two times, four times, then a couple of more times. Please, you're amateur night, it's showtime. It's one life to live, so live it the best you can. The world could use one less man. Not enough air, not enough car factories to manufacture new vehicles, sedans, and vans. When they do make the whip, you like your chips ain't right. By the time you could afford it, the car ain't important. And it's street timing, it's just iron. I keep firing in my environment. Leaving your slump, then they drive home. Far from the hood, brothers, they eager to jump on. I like to be the wall that they toast up on. I like to see them fall, guilty for doing wrong. I'm classic like the Air One, the hustler shoe. That's what I'm accustomed to. Yeah,
classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Of course, we have Blastmaster KRS-One. How many y'all got criminal minded? You, y'all, don't be blinded. Me, I got no jewels on my neck. Why? I don't need them. I got your respect. KRS-One, 20 years I rock. I do it for JMJ and Scott the Rock. This hip-hop, and we the nation. Don't you want to hear more KRS on your radio station? Instead of broadcasting how we smoke them trees, on the radio we need to hear more local MCs. Where you at? Come on, where you at? This is the difference between MC and the rap. Rappers spit rhymes that are mostly illegal. Rappers spit rhymes to uplift their people. Peace, love, unity, having fun. These are the lyrics of KRS-One.
Classic.
Live straight classic. Classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than.
All right. That was a song classic remixed by DJ Premier. I love that. I love that version of that song. Much better than the original cut. And you know what? I think the sound, I don't know what's up with my sound. I spent weeks trying to get my sound perfect. So if I'm sounding whatever, I apologize. I don't know. I have a great computer, a great system here, but I don't know. I'm not sure what else I can do. So if I'm sounding a little funky, you know, doing the best I can, but I don't know. I'm not really sure what to do. All right. I had to take some time. I had a guy who sent in a payment, never received an invite. At least that's what he was claiming, but found out that he actually did receive an invite. It could have went to his spam or whatever. But, guys, if you send in a payment and send in an application and you send in all of the necessary information as requested, you will get an invite very quickly. The problem is that at least 40% of everyone that is in the league or trying to get in the league does not follow simple directions. I ask for very basic information, and I don't get it. And so it delays you getting your invite. And it's real simple. I mean, it's written right there. TML and league daddy name when you send in your payment. That's what I need. On the application, it's seven or eight lines. I don't know what you guys do when you apply for job applications or if you're going to college and you're applying for grants and loans, but you have to pay attention to detail, especially, I mean, I know it's only $11, but, you know, it's still $11. And I've got hundreds of these payments coming through that I'm trying to manage, and then I got to track people down, you know. And so, you know, guys, and this goes to anybody out there on a waiting list or whatever, follow instructions. And the other thing I want to say, as we're halfway through our live draft, the commissioners will be taking over. I have been kind of manning everything for the last 6 weeks, and I'm stepping back now, okay? So what – all of your questions now, please contact your commissioner of your league. There's two now. Contact them. Look on the message boards. Please stop sending me, you know, stuff, PMs and email. Guys, I can't. I'm one guy. We've got hundreds of members. I can't. I had a guy telling me I was ignoring him. Hey, if I'm getting 50 emails a day, I can't get to everybody. We have commissioners in the leagues, and we have a huge message board. We are over-communicative in the AFL. We tell you everything, everything. So I'm pretty sure if you go to the message boards, if you go to your email, you'll find the answer to your question there. If you must find your commissioner, not me, find your commissioner. I just cannot attend to everybody's little picky question. Did you get my payment? And you know, are there open slots? And guys, I can't do it. So, you know, if you do it, I'm just not going to answer you because I honestly don't have the time. I really don't. And I'm just being honest. We want to provide the best service that you will find. Thus, we have 11 commissioners. We have Wingman as an overseer. We have Coach K as community relations. You know, we have a huge staff. So there's no reason why you guys can't go to one of those people out there. Let's, you know, guys, call Wingman. All of you need something, hit Wingman up. Wait a minute. His phone number is? I'm just kidding. but send Wingman a PM. Send Wingman an email. You know, holler at Wingman. He is the new Coach K. Coach K is focusing in on the show. He's focusing in on community relations. He's involved in multiple projects. And he's doing a wonderful job, I might add. But right now, for Madden 10 and beyond, right now, Wingman now is in that position, oversee the leagues, to work directly with me and you know, get to know him. He's a very, very smart guy. He's dedicated to the league. I think he's going to do a great job, but he's going to do it like Wingman does it. You know, he's not going to do it like K or like T. He's going to do what Wingman does, and you just take a second to embrace Wingman, and you'll be very, very happy, very, very happy. All right. Without any further ado, we will go back to the draft. Let me go back to the chat room. Or maybe I should play another song since Time to Shine, I guess, is pick number 17. Maybe I should play another song and make him wait, you know, another 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that to Time to Shine. All right, let's see. That team was picked. Oh, man, this is becoming more. Okay, here we go. The next pick, 17. I hope this was worth waiting for, Time. The Seattle Seahawks, pick number 17. And let's see here. I have to go and make sure this team is available. Yep, LSU. I have no idea who they are. I just know Shaq played for them in college. LSU. Pick number 17, Seattle and LSU. Let's see. All right. Going to the next. Taken. All right. Pick number 18 in the Madden side of the world, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And for NCAA, I believe they were taken. Yep, taken. Taken. Miami Hurricanes. Miami Hurricanes. So that would be Jacksonville for Madden and for college, NCAA, Miami. Pick number 19. Oops, back over to Madden. Got them. Pick number 19, the San Francisco 49ers. Will they ever return to dominance? We don't know. We don't know, but they are pick number 19. And on the college side of things, Wisconsin. Wisconsin. All right. Pick number 20 for Madden. Bear with me, guys. The St. Louis Rams, a.k.a. used to be the best show on turf. We'll see. We'll see how healthy they are this year. And on the college side, Notre Dame. Notre Dame. All right. So we have gone through 20 picks, and let's see how we're looking here. Okay, chat room, or the phones are quiet. Got a few guys sitting out there listening. Welcome to the show, and let's go check out the chat room. Come on, Vince. Why I got a veteran in there saying that the draft is rigged? As hard as I'm working to make this a completely random draft, and I get a guy who's been here for 5 years telling me, saying that the draft is rigged. Come on, Vince. Come on now. Be a good boy now. You're my man. Be a good boy now. All right. Hey, did anybody in the chat room check out the video? I got no. Maybe I missed the comments. You know, they got my good side, you know, if I do have a good side. They got it, so check it out. Oh, he's joking. All right, well, Vince, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you're joking or not. All right, now what I got to do, because now this is becoming difficult. All right, we're going to randomize it 5 times and then print it out so it is completely random, and then we will just go in order. And the same thing with the NCAA side, randomize it 5 times, print it out, and then just go in order, because now we've gotten through 2/3 of the team. So it's a little more difficult now to keep randomizing until the top team is available. So, all right, that one's done. Here comes the college side of things. Online draft, round 8, pick 18, going as we speak. So should be interesting to see how that works out. We will certainly be talking more about that next week after we've played a few games, and we will go from there. And the other thing is, I'll kind of put this out there right now for you guys. I am caught up into so many things that I honestly am not sure that I will participate this season for the league. I'll be making a decision in the next day or so, but it's just my time is so limited that I'm not sure. And you know, I want to. I love the league, but I'm being spread extremely thin. I'm hoping that by turning a lot of this over to the commissioners now, I can take a step back and let them run their leagues, that'll free me up to at least be able to enjoy this game, because that's the whole purpose of this. But it is possible that I have to step down, and if I do, I'll let you guys know. I'm sure I'll be back. It won't be permanently, but I might need a couple of seasons away to just handle some other things in the Madden world, and then come back in a couple of seasons. So just in case you guys see me posted, it really isn't that big of a deal. It'd just be for a couple of seasons. So, but I'll let you guys know. And if you see me playing, that means I've decided to play it out. So that's that. All right, here we go. Now let's see. I have to go through real quick here. All right, you know what? I need another break real quick. Sorry to do this to you guys. Let's see if I can find something. Let's see. Here's something that I like. I don't care if you guys like it. Hey.
major. Raise the blazer, brain and train ya. The way I'm living, forgiving what I'm giving up. X on the flex, giving now. I don't know about later. And for now, I know how to avoid the paranoid. Man, I'm padded up to here. Yeah, I wear, got them going in fear. Rhetoric, fair and red, just a better go. And I'm quick to go find the hard rammer. What's the key from getting dirt, chasing some waves? The way back in a better day. Raw, metaphysically bold, never follow the code. Still drop the load, never question what I am, God knows. Close is coming from the heart, what I got, better get some shit on up. Hustler of culture, snake bitten, been spit in the face, but the rhyme keeps fitting, respect been given, how's your living? Now I can't protect, I've paid off defects, check the record and record, inattentional wreck. Played off as the intellect, made the call, took the fall, broke the laws, not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair and square throughout my years. So I growl at the living style, black to the bone, my home is your home. But welcome to the Terror Dome. Off an error for the liver in pain. My 98 was 87 on a radio. So now go Bronco. Crucifixion ain't no fixing. So called chosen, frozen. A pause be made to whoever pleases. Still, he got me like Jesus. I'd rather sing, bring, think, reminisce. Bow the brother while I'm in sync. Every brother ain't a brother. Call the color just as well to be undercover. Backstab, grab the flag from the back of the lab. Told the rap, get off the rag. Sad to say I got sold down a river. Still some quiver when I deliver. Never to say I never knew or had a clue. Word was heard plus hard on the boulevard. Lies, scandalized in facing. Streets of hate who celebrate with Satan. I rope a dope to evil with righteous bobbing and weaving. And let the good get even. Come on down. But welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on down. Come on down.
Yo, Biggie, 1990. All that. Put in the race against time, the pit in the pendulum. Check the rhythm and rhymes while I'm bending them. Snakes blowing up the lines of these lines. Run upon the fans, I'm spinning them. How to fight the power, cannot run and hide. But it shouldn't be suicide in a game of fool without the rules. Got a hell of a nerve to criticize. Every brother ain't a brother. Cause a black hand squeezed a Malcolm X the man. The shooting of Huey Newton from the hand of a nigga pulled the trigger.
I am back. Thank you, guys. I had to get a little organized. I'm now organized to finish the draft. Actually, we should whip through this draft now. Last 12 picks. And I just want to know, and Coach K cannot answer this because I think Coach K knows the answer to this, but what boxer used to go to the ring to that song that I just played? Let me see if there's anybody in the chat room who knows what boxer used to go to the ring to this song that I just played. Of course, if you know the song and the group, that would be helpful too. But I won't push it. But who used to go to the ring to that song? Let's see if anybody out there knows the answer. Yeah, let's see. And then we will resume the as soon as we get a right answer. And again, Coach K cannot answer. I know he's a big boxing fan. So Coach K, if you answer, you're out. You're fired. No, I'm just kidding. Remember, if you want to join the EAFL, it's EAFLMadden.com/join. And if you go to our forums, there's a link there that explains about if you pay the fee, you have a guaranteed spot in the EAFL. And this is limited time only. At some point, we're not going to be able to offer that. But right now, you pay the fee, $11, whole year, Madden. 9, 10, 11 seasons of Madden. You want to play in both leagues? Play in both leagues. You know what I mean? But you know, $11, you're covered. Boom. All right, the answer is in there. It is not Evander Holyfield. It's certainly not Big Papa Pump. It is not Roy Jones Jr. But the answer is the one and only Mike Tyson. The song is Welcome to the Terror Dome by Public Enemy. That's real rap music. I don't know what y'all listen to today, but most of it I can't stand. All right, back to, let's check the phones out real quick. All right, got some people sitting up there listening to the show. Welcome to the show, EAFL night. But, you know, as always, we want to show love and support to the tournament community. And don't forget, I've been mentioning it all evening, and I'm going to keep mentioning it. Go to T-Boys Tournament, the Madden Federation Jump Off in Harrisburg. You go to just go to the TML forums, and you'll see a link that says Madden Federation Jump Off. All the information is right there on the event. And check it out. It's this Saturday. Harrisburg Ballers Club, check it out. It's the first tournament of the year, and it should be hot, so go out and check out his event. And like I said, tell T-Boy you want a little bit of extra macaroni and cheese because, you know, the Madden voice sent you. You wasn't going to go, then you heard it on the Madden voice, and so now you're here. You know, extra scoop of macaroni and cheese from T-Boy, okay? And then somebody tell me, man, because I hear the macaroni and cheese off the chain. I can't get there, unfortunately, this Saturday since I'll be in Dallas next Saturday. But I will make a visit to one of T-Boy's events this year. I'm looking forward to it. All right, let us finish off the draft. And let me remind you that you can tweet us at the Madden Voice on Twitter. You can send me a message on AOL, but if you want to have a conversation, I can't do it now. So don't try to have a conversation. But if you want to send a little message on AOL, it's EAFL Commissioner right now on AOL. And certainly you can call into the show, but press 1 because they got a lot of guys listening. But if you have a comment or a question, 347-838-9525. I want to thank everybody again. Last week it was a huge, huge show, our best show ever. We made it as high as number 9 on for all the shows, not in our category. We were number 1 in our category, hands down. Not just Madden shows. We were number 1 there, hands down. I'm talking about the entire Blog Talk site, all their hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of shows. We were 9th, the 9th most popular show last week. And that's because you guys know where to go to get your information on the Madden community, tournament community, online community. You know where to go. It's the Madden Voice. So we appreciate the support and all the love that everybody gives us week after week. Next week, you kind of got to stay tuned to the boards. It is more than likely that we'll do 1 or 2 more weeks at most on Wednesday, and then we're going to jump back to our normal slot of Tuesday. So trust me, guys, we're going back to Tuesday soon. I've just got some things to balance in my life that is a little tough right now, and so Wednesday just right now is working a little bit better for me. But we'll try to do an 8 o'clock show and be done by 10 or so. So hang in there, 8 o'clock. More than likely, we'll announce it, but more than likely, it'll be 8 o'clock next Wednesday, but hang in there. And again, if you send me messages and you want to have a dialogue with me right now, it ain't going to happen. So I don't understand why guys are still doing it. If you're sending me messages and you want a dialogue, I'm running a show and I'm running a draft. You know, a little common sense here. He can't answer your questions while he's doing the draft, okay, guys? So you're going to have to catch me another time or send me an email or something. Or, hey, got commissioners for all the leagues now. Reach out to one of them. Hey, novel idea. Okay, check out the chat room. Looks like everyone in the chat room is patiently waiting. I got guys talking about, why speed it up, killer? It's going just fine. It's already on round 10, pick 11. It's going fine. Let it go. All right, here we go. Back to the draft. Back to the Madden draft, back to the NCAA draft. The next pick, pick 21, one of the all-time most potent teams in the history of the game, year after year, especially since acquiring Randy Moss. That's right. If you're team 21, you've got Tom Brady back. You are the New England Patriots. And if you are on the NCAA side, you are the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pick 21. Pick number 22, the Super Bowl runner-ups, Arizona Cardinals with cover boy Larry Fitzgerald, and should have gave props out to cover boy Troy Polamalu. I can never say his name. Troy P. Polamalu. Other cover boy for the Steelers, but pick 22 is hold on, I gotta write this down as I'm saying it, because I'll get Coach K saying we're only on pick 19, because you know Coach K used to work for this huge accounting firm, and one of the things they said is if you know how to count, you can't work here. So they hired him. So what does that tell you? Yeah, I'm taking shots at my man Coach K, but you know he's my brother from another mother. Okay, bear with me, guys. Just getting organized. How's everybody's Madden 10 coming out, man? What do you guys think of the game? And are you getting your schemes ready for the tournaments? Are you getting your schemes ready for the league? I hear rocket catching ain't going to be happening like it used to. So what are you guys going to be doing, you know? The game is a different game this year. I just want to know, what are you guys going to be doing? All right. Pick 23 on Madden. Remember, pick 21 was the New England Patriots. Pick 22 was the Arizona Cardinals. Pick 23 is the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints is pick 23. And on the NCAA side, Auburn. What is Auburn? What is that? You know, that's a shame, too. I have a cousin played for Auburn. What was Auburn? Are they the Tigers? I don't remember. Auburn. Somebody tell me what Auburn is, because I'm really embarrassed, because that's one of my teams. So 23 pick is Auburn and New Orleans. Pick 24, the Chicago Bears. I did say Tigers. I was right. The Chicago Bears, pick 24, and pick 24, South Florida for NCAA. Pick 25, the Atlanta Falcons, and pick 25, Florida. Pick 26, Indianapolis Colts, and pick 26, Oregon State. Pick 27, the Carolina Panthers. Pick 27, Rutgers. Pick 28. No, we're going to stop there for a minute. Got to catch our breaths. Pick 28 is a big one. Pick 28 is a big one. Got to catch our breath. Let's regroup. 21 through 27 on the Madden side. New England, Atlanta, New Orleans, Chicago. I'm sorry. I apologize. New England, Arizona, New Orleans, Chicago, Atlanta, Indianapolis, Carolina. On the NCAA side, Arkansas, West Virginia, Auburn, South Florida, Florida, Oregon State, Rutgers. We have 5 picks to go. Will you get the team that you want? The Raiders haven't been picked. The Bills haven't been picked with the duo of Evans and now the man that I had to see leave, Terrell Owens. Who will get them? Let's find out after we take one last break. One last break. And what is it that we can do for this last break? Here we go, guys.
Hey yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot Jack, it sound like Kevin. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mamone, Metcalf, come and get some. Play of my position. Hot Nixon, this one. For all the sick ones, affliction, poisonous darts, sacred. Best believe, finger itching with 2 broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start triple bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.G. no one above me. Look good, ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fucking son and you. Got you sitting in your last ugly running who? Get pump, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect. Hey yo, I put it on it. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time pin up. Explode. When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex.
That kept low, petrol, your metro. Politics, keep the chicken heads gobbling. And I'm driving in, come with full politics. Terrorize your city from the split committee. Kick the both Timberlands hurt. Grit it, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should have invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roof. I keep coming to you, poor from your booth. Vigilante, hardcore, you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snapped your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for my beat. Death and beating dead for life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The Mazda's got on a car lot, and there's nowhere to run to when I confront you. I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis, you wow? Who wanna act fine, get shot down with a surface-to-air missile? I take them on and on, shape, size, and form to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm up, and I give it to any.
Stay out the dark, as if I catch you when the sun is down. Run it, clown, come up off it, I'm gonna get it down. Put it down, wherever it's gonna go, it's gonna be that. See that? Finish you, dog, believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid, learn a lesson. I'm gonna get you either way, and it's better to live.
All right, 4321LL, DMX, Cannabis, Method Man, Red Man. Love that song. All right, I was just checking with the chat room to see who was next. Bama has picked 28. Woo! Pick 28. The Oakland Raiders. Bama, I want a check, make it fat, and send it to the commish. Pick 28, the D.C. Bama, the legend of the EAFL. 4 Super Bowl rings, looking for 5. Bama has the feared Raiders. Oh, my God. And on the NCAA side, Nebraska with pick 28. Pick 29, I understand that Casper has picked 29. Casper, huge Dallas Cowboy fan, commissioner of the EAFL. Casper gets the Buffalo Bills. I kid you not, guys. You cannot script this any better than this. This is not, this was not pre-planned. This is as random as it gets. I can't believe that I saw Casper say that T.O. is going to sit the bench. And I looked, and that's why I went in the chat room and I said, okay, who's got pick 28? I thought Casper had the next pick. And he said, nah, Bama's got the next pick, then me. And I looked at my list, and I swear to you guys, if I could take a picture and send it to you, pick 28, Oakland, pick 29, Buffalo. Wow. So, guys, let's see. If Casper lets his personal feelings about T.O., arguably one of the best receivers in the game, will Casper bench T.O., guys, or will he go to win? Now, I know Casper. I got money on what Casper's going to do, but I'm not going to put it out there. But I know what Casper's going to do. Anyone wants to know, send me a PM. I will tell you what Casper's going to do. I will tell you if he's really going to bench T.O. or not. I will tell you because the commissioner knows his guys. Pick number 30, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Madden Leagues. Pick number 30 in the NCAA League, Alabama Crimson Tide, baby. Pick number 31, the Kansas City Chiefs, which means that pick 32 is the Cleveland Browns. On the NCAA side, pick 31, Tennessee, the Vols, and pick number 32, Maryland. So, those are your 32 teams. Guys are asking, when does the league start? When are we going to be underway? You will be underway when you are either emailed or posted on our forums that you can begin playing games. If you go to play games sooner and that message has not been emailed through League Daddy by a commissioner or posted by a commissioner, your game will not count. It will be voided out. And if you try to re-enter it after we void it out, you will be kicked out of the league. Under no circumstances are you allowed to start games until the go-ahead is given. I have the rules to the league. I have to go to the website and update them. I have Madden 10 rules based on talking with a lot of people out there in the community. And I will go to the website right after we get off the show. I will update the rules. We will be following the Madden Federation. We will be following, as best we can, MLG. Now, MLG, they haven't released their rules yet, so there could be some editing when MLG releases their rules. But right now I'm going to do, with the information that I have through my sources, what I've got based on the Federation. And then when MLG releases their tournament rules, we'll take a look at them and edit accordingly. And that'll be done right away. We're not even going to wait till the season's over. We're going to do that right away. But in the meantime, I do have rules, and everybody will need to read the rules. If you break the rule, you are subject to disciplinary action up to and including complete removal from the league. And if you do, you're not getting any money back. I'm sorry. You know, so go read the doggone rules. Go read the rules. I'm being asked by commissioners, is it okay to assign teams? As long as you monitor the league and make sure no one tries to slip in any games, like I said, guys, I've got a lot of new guys in the league. We run a very tight ship. I got 11 commissioners and a general manager, so we're all over this. Do not try to sneak in games. We're all over it. We watch everything that goes on in this league. You will be notified. Hopefully, by midnight tonight, all the leagues will be underway. Hopefully, by midnight tonight, all the leagues will be underway, okay? Could be sooner, but wait until either, one, you see an email, or two, you get a post. I got guys sending me messages, and I think people forget that I'm doing a live show. I can't be answering questions while I'm doing a live show. So if y'all could chill with the questions until I'm off the air, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, now let me recap all the picks so there's no confusion. I'm going to do the NCAA side first, pick 1 through 32. Then I'll do the Madden side, pick 1 through 32. NCAA, I'm just going to read straight down, okay? Penn State, North Carolina, Oregon, Michigan, Clemson, USC, NC State, California, Georgia Tech, Georgia, top 10. Florida State, Ole Miss, Virginia Tech, Ohio State, Texas, Oklahoma State, LSU, Miami, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Arkansas, West Virginia, Auburn, South Florida, 25th, Florida, Oregon State, Rutgers, Nebraska, Oklahoma, 30th pick, Alabama, 31, Tennessee, 32, Maryland. That is the list of commissioners for the NCAA League. And, guys, join our NCAA League. I think everybody in NCAA is also in a Madden League. It's a great league. It's an NFL-style league, 32 teams, 16 weeks, but you're playing with the college football game, and it's a really fun game. If I had time, I'd play it. I just don't. But I encourage you, join the NCAA League, and you'll have a lot of fun. All right, without any further ado, the 32 picks for all of our Madden leagues, and this will be all of the Madden leagues. So this will also be, I guess I should think about it for the two new leagues. Now, this will be for the five Madden leagues that we've got starting tonight. Let's see. Tennessee, hey, that's my team. New York Giants, Cincinnati, San Diego, Dallas, Baltimore, Green Bay, Houston, Miami, Detroit, top 10. Next, Minnesota, Washington, Denver, Philly, Pittsburgh, the New York Jets, Seattle, Jacksonville, the 49ers from San Francisco, 20th pick, St. Louis Rams, the Patriots, Arizona, New Orleans, Chicago, pick 25, Atlanta, Indianapolis, Carolina, Bama and the Raiders at 28, Casper and the Bills at 29, Tampa Bay at 30, 31 is Kansas City, 32 is Cleveland. Those are your draft picks from the EAFL. Now, let's be clear on what's going on here in the EAFL. Let's be clear. Leagues will start when you are notified, okay? That's when the leagues will start. We currently have five leagues that will be starting tonight on the Madden side, one league on the NCAA side that will be starting. We have a waiting list a mile long. We will immediately fill up our two already set up leagues. Then we'll take a look and see how many people we have left. If we have enough, we'll go with another league. And we may very well be, there is a technique to doing this. I will not disclose it on the air. You're going to have to find out for yourself. But there actually is a formula that we use with how many on our waiting list before we start the league, and this is because we've been doing this for 5 years, so we've got this figured out. We actually have that with the PS3, so we might very well be starting another PS3 minor league, which would bring us to a mind-boggling 10 leagues, and that doesn't even include our Dynasty League that's drafting in round 12, pick 26 as we speak. And as we go through the year, we're going to monitor PS3 since now MLG is involved and Sony PS3 is the system of choice. Tournament directors are going to be all for one or the other or both. So we're going to be monitoring things, and if PS3 is really going to take off, we'll add PS3 leagues as well. So hang in there. All right, we actually have a call. Actually, we have a lot of calls. We have someone that actually wants to be heard, so let's bring him on. 314 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, Pete? It's S-Jack.
S-Jack, what's going on, S-Jack?
I'm at work right now. I was told by somebody that I got the New England Patriots.
What pick were you?
I'm not even sure. I don't even know.
All right. Let's check the chat room. Can someone confirm in the chat room that S-Jack at pick 21 has the Patriots? I don't know, because the way I did it, I didn't look to see who had what pick. So let's see. I'm in the chat room now. We have S-Jack on the phone, EAFL veteran, tournament veteran, one of the better players in the league, actually. And, okay, I'm getting Vince saying, Breakdown saying it. Yep, it has been confirmed by a few people. S-Jack has the Patriots.
Well, I'm just letting y'all know right now that I'm winning this season. So,
hey, but let me bring a little balance to the conversation. Tiki's got the Giants, and Bama has the Raiders.
Oh, he got the Raiders. There might be a little competition.
Yeah, so I don't know how everything else is looking right now, but I know those things popped up at me as much as I can get. But I tell you, you with the Pats is gonna be pretty nice too. So we look forward to it.
I'm at work, but I'm gonna catch the Arby's later on tonight.
All right, cool. Thanks, S-Jack.
All right,
later. All right, that was S-Jack, Midwest baller. A loyal EAFL member, and S-Jack with the Pats. That's something else, man. I'll tell you. Yeah, and this is why you join the league, guys. I mean, you cannot find this anywhere. I'm sorry. You can't find this. Money leagues and free leagues and leagues that charge fees and all these other leagues out there. Hey, good luck to you. But let me tell you something. What we've developed, it's taken us 5 years to get here. And we don't have to throw trophies at you. We don't have to throw jackpots at you. You know, I know you guys are probably saying it would be nice, but we've done all this and not given away a dollar. And guys are dying to play, can't wait to compete, because guys love this game and they love the level of competition. Now, with that said, we are planning on some prizes. Got some things in the works that we plan to announce very, very soon. So just hang in there, but we are working on those things as we speak. So don't fret, guys. The EAFL always takes the lead. We don't follow, we lead, and we'll be leading in that area too. All right, let's just recap real quick. We have completed both drafts, and took not even an hour and a half, which was pretty good. So all of the league drafts have been done. When I get off the show tonight, which at this point will be relatively soon, I will immediately go and update the rules. Everybody, please read the rules. If you break them, you jeopardize your spot in the league. No excuses. I know you're dying to play the game. I know you cannot wait to get on and play that game, but it is important that you read the rules, because there will be some changes to what you know, and particularly if you're new and never played in the league, or even if you played in this league from day one, you must read the rules. A link will be posted on the forums. A link will be sent out through League Daddy commissioners. Please take note when I update the rules and I send you the email saying the rules are updated. Post the link in the forums. Send it through a League Daddy so everybody can go there. Reread the rules, please. Okay, I don't want any excuses later saying, "Well, that don't make sense," or "I don't understand it." And guys, the rules are final. This is not a democracy. This is a dictatorship. The rules are final, so there will be no, you know, I'm sorry if you may or may not like them, but they will be the rules of the AFL, and all we ask is that you accept them. If you have a major objection, send me an email and explain it why, and we'll talk about it and see, and I'll check with some people to see if there's some validity to your complaint, and we'll go from there. But trust me, I've done a lot of work on this. And I had to do it covert because there's so many unknowns right now, so I couldn't involve a lot of people. But I think you guys will be pleased with what you see from the EAFL for rules. So it's going to be what it's going to be, and we're going to make it work. All right, let's just double check and make sure and see if we have anything else that we need to address this evening. I have a little list of things that I am that I have here. Let's see. All right. Yes. Our fantasy football league. If you have not sent payment in, please PayPal me as soon as you can. tfloyd69@yahoo.com. You can send it right there. I believe there's a link in our fantasy thread, but most of the guys have paid. I think there might be four or five who haven't paid. So you want to do that right away because after Friday, you risk your spot. We have a waiting list 10, 12 deep that want to play fantasy football with us. It's our third season. We, you know, EAFL Train, a.k.a. Buck, does a magnificent job running it for us. And if you haven't paid by Friday, chances are come Saturday, you won't be involved. So go ahead and make that payment. The winner and the runner-up will receive all the money. We don't keep anything for ourselves. So, just pay the fee and you're in. And like I said, all the money gets split between the winner and the runner-up. And, you know, on a side note, I do have to say this. Now, you guys know we've had EA Sports on the show. We've had the Madden developers on several times. Ian Cummings came on last week, and we appreciate his support. But this isn't about Madden. This is about EA Sports and fantasy football. Today we receive an email from them saying that they're not going to do fantasy football this year, and if you want to do it, they suggest you go over to ESPN. Okay, great. I mean, that's their right. But, you know, it's August 19th, and, you know, I just don't understand what took so long to finally announce that you're not doing it. It's a good thing that we did not wait for them because we would have been under the gun. So it's a good thing we didn't wait. And, you know, we are going to be using Yahoo this year, and, you know, we're excited about the switch. And, you know, we're starting over. So if you had keepers, you know, I'm sorry, and hey, no one's going to be more sorry than me. I had T.O. and Romo, and we're starting from scratch this year. So, you know, it's just easier. I know a few guys wanted to keep the keepers, but most of the league was ready to start over, so that's what's going to happen. Fantasy draft is Sunday night at 8:30, so if you're not going to be there, set your depth charts because you're going to get who you get, and we're not responsible. But if you can make it, it's Sunday night at 8:30, and we look forward to that. And what other announcements? All right, we will be sending out invites to fill up the other leagues. But like I said, if you pay the fee, you're guaranteed a spot. If you dilly-dally and play around, you know, you'll be playing, but you won't be playing for the EAFL. And again, one last time, the Madden Federation jump off, T-Boy, Harrisburg Ballers Club, you know, make sure that you get out there. I understand that another Madden Federation league, the LEX, is a sponsor of that league. So, you know, they're partnering with T-Boy for his tournament. So make sure you get out to T-Boy's tournament, support his event, get out there to Harrisburg. And it's 22nd, this Saturday, Harrisburg, T-Boy's event. If you go to the Madden Lab and you go to the tournament section, just look for Madden Federation Jump Off in the thread. All the information is right there. and everything you want to know. If you want to just hit T-Boy up, he's Gold One on TML. Send him a PM and ask him, you know, what the deal is, and tell him you heard it on the Madden Voice, and you want to attend his tournament. So we expect everyone to go there, support T-Boy's event. It's the first Madden Federation event of the year, so make sure that you check it out, okay? All right, let's just check the phones real quick. I just see if there's anybody else out there. All right, let's bring on the fantasy football commissioner himself, EAFL Train, a.k.a. Stop the Train, a.k.a. Buck. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. Buck.
Oh, T.
Train, you're on. You're on live. Throw that fantasy football stuff out there for these guys. Let them know what's going on.
Well, I know we're doing a draft order tonight, right? You haven't forgot about that, right?
Oh, we were going to do that tonight?
Yes.
Oh, man. I can only do 10 things at one time, man.
Now, that's number 11, dude. You're supposed to have my numbers ready for me.
Man, brother, you know what? We'll figure something out. Sorry, guys. I dropped the ball on that one. It's really, you know, when there's a show happening, it's really hard to do anything else. You know, it was hard enough to get ready for two drafts, you know, never mind that in fantasy football too. So, we'll figure something out. We'll figure something out. We still got a little time. But we'll figure something out.
All you gotta do is take a sheet of paper and put number one.
Buck. Buck,
yeah.
It's 9:40. It's 9:45. I've been doing this for an hour and 45 minutes, brother. Okay, I'm tired. Okay, I apologize, but I'm tired, dog. But I'll call you when we get off the air, and we'll figure something out. And I have a thought on how we might be able to do this. Okay, we'll figure something out. I don't like half stepping something. If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it right. So guys, hang in there. The draft order for fantasy football is coming, and Buck and I will get together and figure out how to do this like we did last year, randomly, so that everybody has a fair chance, and we will go from there. So I as they're saying, Buck, but I'm tired right now. Okay, brother, a little tired right now. All right, so just hang in there, and we'll figure something out.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, fantasy football draft kicks off Sunday, 7:30, 8:30 Eastern. I think that's like 5. I can't really tell you what. It's going to be 10 rounds. Keep us because of the news that we got from EA Sports. And it kind of came, like, way late. So we won't have any keepers. Sorry, Pimmer, you can't keep all your running backs. They go to everybody else. The time rounds are 2-3. It's 3 minutes. You get a half to choose your player. Rounds 4-7, you'll get minutes. Rounds 8-9, 45 seconds. That's take care of your start.
Hey, Buck. I don't know if it's just me, but you're coming in and out. I don't know if you're driving or what. It's not coming through too clearly on my end.
Hold on a second.
All right. While we wait on Buck to adjust. Let me also remind you guys that on the 29th, other than MLG, there are regional tournaments, and we plan to bring you more information on those next week. I know that there's going to be A1 out on the West Coast. Got something going on the 29th. We'll bring more information on that. I believe that NJ Rod has something going on the 29th as well. I got to be honest. This week I really wanted to get the league underway, so I don't have all that information handy as we speak. But next week's show, we will be back talking about the tournament community. We'll try to give a recap, if we can, on what happened in Harrisburg. But we also look forward to MLG. We will look forward to KOTC. And if there's any other partners out there that are doing anything the weekend of the 29th, we'll bring you all that information. So for all of you guys that aren't going to Dallas, that are looking for something a little closer to home, you know, we're going to bring you that information. And I'm sure we can get NJ Rod and A1 to call in and talk about what's going on and anybody else that has something going on. So don't fret. We will bring you that information next week as well. Buck, are you back there, Train?
Yeah, I'm here. Is that better?
Keep talking.
Hello? Can you hear me? Is it better?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. I had to take the headset off. Where did I leave off at? Oh yeah, the rounds. I guess I'll just start from the beginning. The rounds, rounds 1, 2, 3 will be a minute and a half. Rounds 4 through 7 will be 1 minute. Rounds 8 and 9 will be 45 seconds. That'll take care of the starters. Then the last 6 rounds, 10 to 15, will be 30 seconds. So people definitely need to have their list in order if they want to pick when it gets to those last rounds.
Okay.
Other than that, once we set the draft order, we'll be ready to go.
Okay. Sounds good. I am being asked a question about if you're in Europe, or if you're in, I'm sorry, not Europe, if you're in the 360 League and you want to play in the PS3 League, are you guaranteed a spot? No. not guaranteed. Will you get in at some point? Yes. Are you guaranteed right away? No. You know, right now, you know, when we're guaranteeing, I can't guarantee guys to get in 2 and 3 leagues when we have a waiting list down the street. So we want to give everyone a chance to be a part of the league. If you're trying to get in both leagues, you're going to have to be a little patient. It may not be right away. You'll get in, but it may not be right away. So just kind of hang in there. We're trying to be fair with this. So, you know, if you don't get an invite in the next week or so, don't flip out and start sending me emails, because I'm going to ignore them. That's my motto this year. You guys bug me too much. I'm just ignoring your emails. Good questions, I'll give you answers. But if it's just whining, complaining emails, it's getting deleted. I don't got time. But, you know, you will get in. It's just a matter of, you know, priority. And, you know, if a guy is in a league already versus a guy who's sitting on the outside and not involved, we want to increase our membership. And so if we start, you know, letting guys get in, you know, both leagues while other guys aren't in any league, that's not fair to them, especially if both of you have paid. We want everyone to get a chance. So I would say hang in there. You will definitely get in. It's just not going to be immediately. That's all. It may take during the season to get the next PS3 league. Remember, guys, when we start a league, we don't like to shut them down. When we start a league, we like to make sure that our league is going to be successful. And, you know, I think our track record in this area is impeccable. So, you know, trust us a little bit so that when you get an invite from us, we're not speculating. We know we're going to start the league, and we know that there's a spot for you. And the league is going to take off and do well because, you know, you're going to have 31 other members in there ready to play some Madden. You're going to be able to get some games in. We, you know, there is nobody better at this than us because we've made more mistakes than all the other leagues put together, but we've learned from all those mistakes. So we have a system in place now, and it works pretty well. All right. I'm sorry. So we will do Train and I will get together and discuss how we're going to do assigning draft picks for the fantasy draft, and we will let you guys know our process and stuff. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm not going to do it tonight, but we will get together and figure that out prior to the draft. Make sure you're on time for the draft. We are going to start on time. If you're late, too bad. Don't want to hear it. Guys in this community, I don't understand why they can't tell time. Actually, you really want to be early. We're going to start at 8:30. Be there at 8 o'clock. You know, why push it? You know, if you can't make it at all, then have your draft pick set up or figure out something. But, you know, we're starting at 8:30 sharp. And you know, we want to get through this as quickly as possible. You know, if you have questions, EAFL Train is on TML. You can send him a PM, and he'll be more than happy to answer your question. Right, Train?
Right.
All right. Anything else with fantasy, or did we cover it all?
I think we pretty much covered it all.
All right. All right, brother. Well, appreciate all the good job, all the good work you do, and good luck with fantasy football. And, hey, you know, here's a guy who is not even in the AFL league yet but paid his league membership so that when he's ready to participate, he can get right in. So, you know, here's a guy who understands, hey, let me go ahead and lock my spot down so when I'm ready to play, you know, I don't have any problems. So we appreciate that, Train.
No problem, man. No problem. This league is growing tremendously.
All right. All right. All right, sir. I will be talking to you shortly. Take care.
All right, you too.
All right. All right, guys. Well, listen, I think that about covers it tonight. Again, you know, tonight was for all of you EAFL fans. We appreciate it. And anybody in the Madden community who tuned in to check us out, we appreciate your support as well. You know, we are here for you. This is the Madden Voice. This is your show. Tonight we gave it back to the EAFL members who have supported us right through when we used to have 50 and 60 members listening and thought that those numbers were great. It was EAFL. Now that we have literally thousands of people listening to the show, we still want to remember the EAFL and the greatest Madden League out there, and we appreciate all the support and all the love. And next week we'll get back to talking about the tournament scene, MLG, EA Sports, KOTC, Harrisburg, GTP, LAB, BB&G events. We're going to get all that back into all of that next week. It should be an exciting show, special guests. And last but not least, just remember, guys, Harrisburg this weekend, T-Boys Madden Federation jump off. August 22nd, make sure you are there, support T-Boy, support the Madden Federation, and you know, enjoy this game. And most importantly, make sure you keep supporting the Madden Voice and the EAFL, and join the EAFL at EAFLmadden.com, because in the EAFL, all feuds are settled on the field.